Yes, hello.
Can you hear me now? Is it better?
Yes. Yes, I am
okay.
Better.
Yeah, now what I was telling you that I have mentioned to you that from the last few couple of days, there were lots of fraud transactions which has been going on from your bank account. And we have suspect that those were the transactions which has been tried to be made and attempted. This transaction is trying to be made and attempted from your Commonwealth Bank itself. Okay.
Yes.
So that means we have suspect that there were some employees who are working on your Commonwealth Bank itself who is helping the hackers and who are passing out all the information to the hackers so that they can steal money from you.
Yes.
Okay. So that means the hackers who are trying to steal your money, the hackers that belongs to your own bank of your Commonwealth Bank. Now, that is the reason why we need to catch these bank employees down. Those are helping the hackers to stealing your money from the bank. Correct?
Yes.
So, for that reason, we have just simply blocked your account for the next 24 hours. So, for the next 24 hours, no money can be deducted from your bank account. Your account has been totally blocked. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
But only you know about it. I know about it, that is fraud department, and the fraud department of your Sydney branch of your Combank, they only knows about it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Apart from we three, nobody knows that your account is being frozen or it is being blocked. Not even with your Harvard branch employee where you have to go. They doesn't know, they doesn't have got any clue that your account is being frozen, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, what we need to do, we need to make a trap for the bank employees of your bank, okay? So, what we need to do, we need to go ahead and we need to make a dummy transaction, okay? Especially the transaction which is doesn't exist in real life, okay? We need to pretend that we are making a transaction to any of your family member, okay? You are just lending the money to your family member for the financial support, all right?
Mm-hmm.
So, you just need to pretend there that you want to make a transfer of 10,000 to your son-in-law,
mm-hmm.
okay? And if they're going to ask you for what reason, you need to give them a proper reason so that they won't doubt it on you. Now, for that reason, we have already generated the bank account details of your son-in-law where you have to put the money, where you have to transfer the money, that is 10,000. But no money will be go out from the bank because it would be a dummy transaction. No money can be deducted, but you need to pretend in front of your bank that you are making a transaction to your son-in-law. Okay? Do you understand?
Yes, I think so.
Okay, right. Now, where is your debit card? The new debit card of your bank, of your Combank?
Oh.
I have told you to find it out, the debit card of your Combank yesterday.
Oh. That's why I did have it yesterday, yes.
So where is the debit card? Can you just grab hold the debit card of your bank?
Just a minute. I'll get it out of my handbag.
You check that which is the valid one, because you have got a old debit card which is no longer valid. So you need to be handy with the debit card, the new debit card.
This is a new one. Goes till the 3rd of 26.
You have got the debit card?
Yes.
Okay, now just allow me some moment. I'll just generating the fake account details. where you have to transfer the money. So just allow me some moment. Okay, just hold on. कल क्या काम यूज करें क्या? Okay, now do you understand that what you need to do? We need to go ahead and we need to pretend that we are making our transaction to your son-in-law. Okay, now yes. If your bank people will gonna ask you all of a sudden why you have to transfer this 10,000 to your son-in-law, so what will be your reason why you are transferring this money to your son-in-law?
Children have been sick and I need the money.
Yeah, he was just lending the money to them because they need that money. Okay. Now, if they're going to ask you that, are you in a part of any investigation to any fraud department, then what would be your answer?
No.
Right. Now, if they're going to ask you, are you making any dummy transaction, then what would be your answer?
No.
Right. You need to be very confident with your words while you are facing them up, because they will try their level best just not to approve the transaction. Because if they will gonna approve the transaction, they will gonna get caught by us. Okay. So they will try to scare you, or they will try to manipulate you to dig out all the information out of you. Because whenever you will gonna going down to the bank, you might have to face the same hacker who is helping the hackers. So they might be saying you anything out of the blue, that they might be saying that there are lots of scam which has been going on. It might be a scam. It might be a fraud. Then what would be your answer if they're going to say you this?
Well, she told me that yesterday. That's why she wouldn't give. I had to have his BS. The number. And
yeah, if they're gonna say you that there are lots of scams.
Yeah, she said there was a lot of scams going around, so they had to have his BSB number. And what was the other number, the account number?
Yeah, I have already provided to you yesterday. Now I'm going to provide you today again, so you can note of that account details on a fresh paper. Okay, I will gonna give it to you, but before I give it to you, I just wanted to make sure that you understand the whole circumstances. Because if they're gonna say you that the account details that we will gonna provide it to you, it would be a totally fake account details. But your bank employees, they doesn't know that. Okay, the employees who are working in the bank, it might be happen that the person, that lady could be the hacker as well, because we don't know that. So if they're going to ask you, are you sure that you want to transfer this money, you might be lose that money, then what would be your answer then?
Tell them
like this, that no, it is not a scam. I am sending this money to my own son-in-law. Okay? Because you are lending the money to them. From the last few couple of days, you had a conversation. And today you have decided you will gonna help him out, okay?
Mm.
So that it sounds like a genuine one.
Mm.
Okay?
Yes.
All right. So just be on the line. I just go ahead and generate the fake account details in which account you have to make that transaction, okay?
Mm.
Okay. And are you ready to go out, or you have to get dressed up first?
I'm ready to go, I think.
Okay, right. You have to just put your shoes on and then you can ready to go, right?
Yes.
Okay, now you do one thing. You just stay on the line. Once I get the fake account details, I will gonna let you know.
What am I gonna do? What did you say then?
Yeah, I will gonna provide you the fake account details of your son-in-law where you have to transfer the money.
Yeah.
Okay. So just give me some time so that I can provide you that information where you have to put that money.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So just stay on the line, be on the line. I'll be right back to you once I get the details.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Hold on.
Vidya?
Yes.
Hello?
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 Hello? I'm here still.
Disconnected. They are still generating the fake account details. So once I get the details, I'll let you know, and you can put me on speaker mode, and you can do your work. Once I need you, I'll ask for you, then come back to the mobile phone, okay?
I'll just hang on. I'll just hang on here.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Right. Am I on the speaker mode?
What's that?
Am I on the speaker mode?
Oh, you're on the phone.
No, I'm asking you, am I on the speaker mode? So you don't have to stay on the line for so long. You can put me through on speaker and you can do your work. Once I get the details, I will gonna let you know, then you can write it down. So till that time, you can take rest or like, you don't have to do the, you need to keep the phone on the line. You can put me on speaker mode.
Oh, I just don't know how to do that. I'll just listen to you all the time. I'll just hold the phone and
okay then. Okay then, because it will take some time. Maybe it will take more 10 days. So once I get the details, I will gonna let you know. All right.
Righty.
Okay. Now just stay on the line. Yeah.
Righto. Thanks.
Yep. All right.
You there?
Yes.
Okay. Now, as I have got the detail that it will take some time, so do you have got any appointment today, Danita?
No.
I haven't got it. So what I'll do, once I get generated the account details, then I'll get back to you. Then I'll give you a call back after 2 or 3 hours. Okay?
Towards when? Right.
About 2 o'clock, I'll give you a call back. Or if I can't able to give you a call back today, tomorrow, I believe that you haven't got any appointment tomorrow. After 9 o'clock, you will be free tomorrow.
Yes.
Okay. Then I'll get back to you tomorrow in the morning after 9 o'clock if I not get back to you today. Okay?
Yes, Maria.
Okay. Remember my name. My name is Peter Wilson. And remember these things, that whatever happens today. Okay?
Peter?
Yes. Wilson.
Peter. How do you spell it?
Wilson. W-I-L-S-O-N. Wilson.
Oh, you're right, yeah?
Okay.
It's just hard to understand. We've got different languages.
Peter Wilson.
Peter Wilson, yeah, right, yeah?
Okay, I'll get back to you after a few times if I got any update, if I generate the fake account today, or else I'll get back to you tomorrow in the morning.
Right, yeah.
Okay, take care of yourself. Bye for now. Have a lovely day. Yep, bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.